B'tochen for life, Shir 1787, Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, Parshas B'Halayischa. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Brocha and Atzlocha. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Brocha and Atzlocha in everything that they do. We are talking about a foundational concept. We mentioned it many times, and Be'ezer Hashem will discuss it again. But this is something we have to ingrain in us because people make a mistake. They see different things in Shas and Shulchan Aruch, which seem to connote that a person has the ability to impact somebody else's life. And that is a terrible mistake. Like we mentioned many times, the first Ani Mamin says clearly, V'hu levadoi osa oise v'yasa l'chalamasim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one that does everything. So if you see any Gemara or any Chazal that seems to be mashma that a person can impact somebody else's life, you have to understand that you're misunderstanding the Gemara. The reason why a person has to pay if he damages somebody is not because he's the one that damaged. It would have happened anyway. We mentioned that yesterday from the Vilna Gaon. It would have happened anyway. But since you are the one that was the shliach, you're responsible. And you also have to be careful that you shouldn't be the shliach. It's your responsibility. This is a vital idea that we have to keep ingraining in ourselves. And it's very difficult for us to understand because ultimately, when we have bechira, we feel like we control our destiny. But that's not true. So we have to keep reminding ourselves that bechira is only in our actions. We can't change an outcome. And therefore, if we're looking at it from the perspective of the person that's getting damaged, we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone's trying to hurt me. Someone's trying to do something to take away my business or take away a shidduch or something else. Ein oid milvadai. It's only the Rebbeinu Shalom. Nobody else can do anything. If, chas v'shalom, a damage came out through somebody else, I understand that it would have happened anyway. I can still take money from the person. Because he was the shliach, the Rebbeinu Shalom could have made it happen without a person doing it, and he made this person do it, which means he was the shliach, so he has to pay. But that doesn't change the fact it wasn't him. He maybe has to ask me mechila, because again, from his perspective, he was the shliach, so he has to ask you mechila. And I should be meichel him, and that's really the main reason why I should be meichel him, because it wasn't him, it was really the Rebbeinu Shalom. But that's how a yid lives. Even though it's difficult to feel, even though it's difficult because it doesn't seem like that, that's part of the brilliance and the greatness of a yid. A yid can live in a world that screams at him, shkarim, that screams at him things that are not true, and he can see past it, see through it, and have a proper approach in life and in ruchnius. That's how we live. We live with emunah. We live with Einoid Milvadai. We live with the understanding that only the Rebbeinu Shalom dictates the outcome of our lives and nobody else.